Okay, so we have here the understanding of Istaka Baraisa Bar Alma, holding at the end of the first column. It says that he was looking at the Torah and he created the world. So what's fine, so great. So Torah was the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the world, so what? That's really the question. It's wonderful, it's great. We think Torah is wonderful because it created the world, so what? Not always interested in that. Then he adds a sentence here, and I want to talk about this. Mipnei sha'atayri yiseyde kol ha'olam kol dova shuhu mesudar hu dova echad mikusha kemoy sha'atayri yiseyde echad ki ha'atayri achasi. Let's talk about two things that come out as a result of Torah being Seder HaOlam. Two things that are a result of that. One, let's clarify something that people make a mistake because they look at it from the wrong side. If I tell somebody, you know, you can live like an animal. Do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want. But only Torah will make you happy. Only if you restrain yourself and you keep the mitzvahs will be happy. So that sounds like that the book, in other words, Torah is a self-help book. It's one of those, you know, seven habits of effective people, 9 ways to make yourself happy, you know, and so on and so forth. How to live the good life, the real life. There's a whole, not a section of library, there's a whole library like that. And Torah is like that. That's not right. What's right is as follows. If I were to ask you, I see a vehicle, and I ask you, you know what, I need to pick up stuff. I need to transport stuff from here. I'm going to try to use it. It doesn't go so good. It doesn't climb up the mountain so well. It sags under the weight of the stuff. Whatever it is, the answer is because it was never made for that. So first I have to find out what this is, and then I can figure out what to use it for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to bring out certain ruchniyistik truths, certain ruchniyistik emes. If we use the world in the way it was made for, we will for heaven. Let's give an example. Let's take something head on. Arayas. Every single person has a type of arayas. Or better said, a very, very strong type of arayas. That's what Coach Kroko made us. Given our urge for arayas, we would love to have a world that's hefkagom. That's the Gemara says, Abdu Befker Nichalei, that no, everything is mutter. Does that actually make people happy? No. It actually makes people addicted, unhappy, depressed, and people can get out of it. So I'll come along and I'll tell you some good advice. Restrain yourself, don't do this, do that, keep Hilchos Nida, keep Hilchos Arayas, keep Hilchos this, keep that. It might work. But it's not the pshat, it's working because it's a great self-help book. It's working because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world with a certain purpose and a certain goal, and everything is part of that. So the type of arayas is part of that, but when a person should use, when a person shouldn't use, what a person should do, when he should do, how he should do, that's all something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind before. And the taiva is something that exists in its own right, it's blind, and it needs to be reined in. But if I do it because I understood what the world is about, so I'm bringing it out. It's true, taiva zachila. It's true about everything. If I keep the halachas, if Shlomo Zalman once said, I think it said as wife's rabbi, something about not asking mechila, he said, if you live a life based on Shulchan Aruch, you don't need to ask, you never run into a problem or an issue. But if a person's keeping the Torah allows for life to be lived in its most pleasant way, because That's what it's meant for. It's just like anything. If I buy some sort of appliance, and I use it, they always say that you're not supposed to use it in a way that's unintended for it. Like if you use it, if it was built to do X, use it as X. If a person buys a couch and they use it as a couch, it lasts a long time. If, let's say, he decides to let his kids play trampoline on the couch, it's not going to last. A trampoline will, a couch won't last because it doesn't double up well as a trampoline. And the reason was, since it wasn't made to be a trampoline, it's not going to hold out 10 kids jumping up and down for a while. So Torah tells me what the Seder was, what each thing is. What is Taivas of Arayis? The Torah tells me. And once I know it, once I understand it, what it's there for, then the halachas snap into place and everything else starts to place. It says about Torah, Drocher Darchei Noam. Drocher Darchei Noam doesn't, so people keep saying, no, it can't be Asa because I really want to do this. Drocher Darchei Noam. Drocher Darchei Noam means that if you do Torah, you see, it's like when you have a door or something stuck. And if you slip it into the right slot, it goes easily. If you have to keep pushing and pulling, something is stuck there. Torah means Torah created the world around Torah. He had a door and a thing, and he created the slot to fit the door. So it's going to fit, and it's going to fit. That is point one. There's another nekuda, and this is the second nekuda he says here, and he says like this: Ivnei shatayri seidos kol ha'ilam kol davashu misuda hu dava echad mikusha. So he says it like this, and I'll explain it a little bit more. One of the things that gets us most depressed about life is that it seems to be just a random collection of events. Yeah. You know, floating is something that makes us very depressed. And floating for life is also, you know, I think I'll do this, I think I'll do that, or the other thing. There are nice bits and pieces in my life, but one has no shares to the other. That's the sense that you get, because there is no structure. What does one have to do with the other? Each one is evolved on its own, and each one is a piece of its own. The heifer, the opposite of random bits and pieces, flotsam and jetsam, the opposite of it is order. So the marshal, if I take a Lego set, and I give it to a kid to play with. I take Legos. So the kid takes the Legos, most of them just pile it up, make a big tower out of it. And that's it. Or just floats around a bag. There's not much doing there. But let's say I number them, and I tell you connect them by the numbers. Then all of a sudden it becomes a bridge, a boat, or whatever it is. Because the order and structure give each of the elements its rightful place in the whole thing. So Torah is the Seder Olam, and this is going to speak soon about this, in the sense that it takes the bits and the pieces of life and it puts each one into its place. This is, you ask yourself, you sit back, and you may honestly say, you know, sitting and learning and thinking about things is good, important. Reaching out to people is important. Making sure that things are running are important. It's sometimes I feel like doing this, I feel like that. Is there any common denominator? Does anything fit together? This morning I feel like babies and locks. Tomorrow I feel like being nice to somebody. And the day after I really feel like doing it to Mitsugi. So there's no rhyme or reason. There was somebody, I had a neighbor in Arzav Europe. That was a very fascinating person. He was Yemenite, I think. The guy was, I think, very smart, very primitive. I don't think he ever had much of an education. And slightly cracked. And he was one of the leaders. There was a revolutionary movement in Israel called the Black Panthers in probably the 60s. They were against social injustice and poverty and so on and so forth. Like very, it was a takeoff on the other ones. I think he was one of the heads of it. I don't. So this guy, he lived near Azabir, lived on his old houses and was always at loggerheads with the people in Azabir, that they were rich and American, and he was poor and Israeli. I think it was probably a crackhead or something. So he wrote a book. And a book that was also like kind of some very bright insights and some crazy stuff. And then the book stops in the middle of a sentence. Ki lo ba li yoter. I don't feel like writing more. Yalla, I'll speak. Lo ba li yoter. And he published it. it fit the person so well. So it's also like that. I mean, if we can't, a person lives his life, and if everything is random, a little this, a little that, more that, the other thing, not the thing, this, that, the other thing. So it has no sewer to it. They don't add up to anything. And just, when you have Seder, it things add up. I want to apply to other Indian of Seder and when we speak of Seder Yeshiva, any Seder, a Seder Hayom. So in terms of an organization, it's very important. It's very nice on your own that you're a guy who learns from 2 to 4 in the morning and sleeps from 4 to 2 in the afternoon, from morning to afternoon. That's fine. That's your day. But if you want to have a tzibur together, you obviously need time to put everybody in one place at one time, in one state of mind. But even on a personal level, the sense of building, at the moment, right now, what's important is I enjoyed the learning now. I enjoyed doing this, I enjoyed that. But as time goes on, and months go by, and a year goes by, and 3 years go by, and 10 years go by, and 20 years go by, and a lifetime goes by, the sense that it was random is the most depressing. I did a lot of mitzvahs, I learned a lot of Torah, and it was very nice, I did some wrong things. But does it add up to anything? And the answer is, not much. I was once at a chas at a Sheva Bronx. So the person speaking, that was a family member, was an ardent Zionist. His family. So he was living in Israel. The family was living in England, and they were not Zionists. They were more Haredi type. So he spoke at a Sheva on the kids, and he made a gematria of the family, the neighborhood they live, Gold Screens, London, this, that, like a whole bunch of things. And then he says, so what does it add up to? So he says, to nothing really. A meaningless number. He said, because when you live in London, it's meaningless. I don't find it a cheetah. But just the idea of it. Torah says, this is the time for Simcha. This is the time for Evel. This is the time for between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the time between you and people. A person who the time for davening is between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the time for people is set times, and 5 minutes of that, he feels that he has all of it. The person who davens when he talks and talks when he davens, then he doesn't have anything. At the end of the day, he's the one who's left very unsatisfied. So Torah gives you a picture of structure, each and everything, kinyanim, mechira, shlichus. These are all structures. What can I do myself? What can I delegate? How do I delegate? All of it is, and b'meila, the pieces fit together. And that's what he says here. It says in Chazal, basar mamar za'olam, v'loi b'may mechir ha'choli baris, special grade one, mata amaloi, v'loi s'eskatev, tzadikim, sh'kai so'ol shi basar mamar, l'fay m'eshoim. So it says, "Ve'ena pirush lekachnir asorma maris." After all, the voice of my mech, the listener is shoyim. Then it says, "It's not." HaKadosh Baruch Hu play a game. He says, "You know what? I want to be able." It's like they have, promotions. You get triple mileage. I'm starting to figure out how to get the triple mileage for mitzvahs. I came up with a great idea. We're going to do the world of asorma maris, and then we have a multiplier of 10 for all your schar mitzvahs. That's silly. It's childish. Avla pirushu ki mispa sor mora al davishesh be ribui v'hu klal echad mikusha. So Maral says the following, he says many places. And again, you need some level of conceptualization and a little bit of abstraction. There are eight numbers in this scheme. There's one. One, that's all there is. then you'll have many, 2, 4, 5, those any numbers, but they have no resolution to become one number again. It does not add up. So any number after one doesn't add up to anything. Then is that you have many parts that when one. And that's an incredible accomplishment. It was our first sense where many pieces become one is in the let's give a simple mashal for it. You have a puzzle, so you have the cover of the puzzle on the box, which has a picture of, you know, forest with all sorts of animals and whatever it is. Then you have in the box pieces, like a zillion pieces of chopped up, you know, of bits and pieces. And all you have is a lot of pieces. And if you're missing one of those pieces, that's all you have, is a bag full of stuff and nothing more. But when all the pieces are put together, then it becomes a picture again. And this picture has itself a Milo. That it's a picture that consists of many pieces. It's a new way of having that one picture. In a sense, this touches on some very deep inyanim in Chachmas Achnim. There are many, many things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Hashem is Echad. Period. The Achdus of Hashem as it was is there was only Hashem, and that's it. There's no, in that scheme of things, there's no room for anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, created the world, there are so many things in the world. There is money and family and happiness and work and cruelty and animals and humans and wars and poverty and so many things. And if we leave it at that, that's Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah means it makes a lot of sense. The sun god is son of God, is the god of sun. The thunder god is the god of thunder, and everything is separate. But when you put it together and you say these are all brands of Echad, that's true when we talk about just physical phenomena. And when we talk about ourselves, if my life is 1,000 different bits and pieces, it certainly hasn't been Meyachad Hashem. I haven't made Hashem one in my life. When we spoke of the world with 10 mamaris, means pieces that when they add up, they become one again in a very different way. That's what it's about. Okay, we'll hold it there. Okay. Munchie, can you put it back? Well, you know what?